What is up, party people? Welcome back to another episode of the world-renowned, world-famous Harlequin Bromance.
Yep.
As always, my name is Fogey, or at least that's what you can call me. With me again is my good friend, my buddy, Mark. What's up, Mark?
What up, dude?
Not much. Back again for the third time in a row. Is Liz. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
How do you call me my first name?
Oh, well, because...
This is like Alcoholics Anonymous. You can't let people know. Wait, sorry, I guess so Alcoholics Anonymous is all first names. Never mind. Shut up. All right. We were supposed to have a super special guest, Alan, but he bailed on us, so fuck that guy.
Oh, Alan didn't get to read this book?
No, I don't know if Alan knows how to read.
He has a copy.
Well, if he does have a copy, sent it to him, yes, he's definitely reading it then.
And well, if you listen to this, just go ahead and say fuck Alan. Maybe he'll join us next time.
Fuck
yeah.
You, Alan.
Yeah,
thanks
fuck
for
you,
nothing.
Alan, douchebag. Just kidding. We love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, come you're my soon. Favorite douchebag. Well, we read a amazing book called The Object of His Protection. Not affection. It's a play on words. Did you get the joke, Mark?
I think so.
Liz, did you get the joke?
I did get the joke, and I also have
a
question.
Is this a pun?
Yes. Like the object of his affection.
Okay.
Since this is our first African American romance novel, mm-hmm. I was just wondering, did we read this because it's Black History Month and this is definitely setting a precedent for African Americans everywhere.
This is a great example of African American literature.
Notable,
I put this
notable.
Up there with
Maya Angelou.
Their Eyes Were Watching God.
Langston Hughes.
Zora Neale Hurston.
Yes.
Langston, yeah. Yep, mm-hmm. Zora and Langston. Yeah, all right. It is, I know, it was just a coincidence that it happens to be February.
Oh.
And we decided to read
what a lucky
Brenda Jackson's The Object of His Protection.
Let's also not forget this is a Kamani romance. So
a what?
A Kamani.
Oh,
romance.
A Kamani. Yeah, this is not a Harlequin.
That.
So this is not a Harlequin. This
so
is
what
a
is
traditional
a,
Kamani.
What is a Kamani romance? Does anybody know?
I'm not
sure.
Well, if I
but
had
I probably
winter,
could
I guess,
read into it.
Yeah, if I had to guess, I would sure say it's probably some. A line of romances more aimed at the yes. African American community. But
well,
yeah.
See,
I don't
this
know
is,
if they're all this.
This was my question,
sexy.
Though. And I'm going to go ahead and try my hardest to not say anything that's going to offend anybody or be racist. But, like, to me, there was nothing inherently African-American about this book. Like, we were talking about this before we started
well,
recording.
Well, wait a second. Before you start.
Except for Lavender Sessions, that great cop.
Wait, no. The name Lavender Sessions transcends all race. But do you not remember
yeah,
when he
Lavender,
took his pajama pants off and she gasped at the size of his
oh, okay. So he has a big ding-dong.
That is it... That's a stereotype, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a stereotype.
That's a good stereotype.
Mark said that because we haven't even introduced anybody, but because the main character likes booty, he likes butts. He's a butt guy.
Yeah, some guys are leg men, some guys are
but
breast
see,
men.
I'm white. Oh my God.
Thanks, Melanie.
Jeez. Our social media is already blowing up because we're
being
too racist.
You know what? Tell your mom to hold her calls.
But
please.
I'm a white person, if you can't tell by my nasally voice. And I like butts, and I cannot lie, you know, big ones.
Oh, they're my favorite like, part of the lady yeah. figure.
Me
so.
Too. I mean, like, I like boobs. I want women to have them. But I'm much more of a ass man, I guess.
No, yeah, you're right. There was nothing very, overtly, like, this is definitely targeted toward the okay. African American community, but.
Yeah, because I feel like you could change. The only part, well, and we'll get into it, but the only part was where she says he has, like, chocolate skin, you know, and other than that, there wasn't really, and I don't know, you know, I don't want to start trying to throw out examples of what I think African-American culture is, but, like, it just didn't seem like there was any kind
very
of...
Very vanilla.
Wait, is African-American culture vanilla?
Are you
or
saying a chocolate novel is vanilla? Fuck you, Mark. Jesus Christ. All right, so let's go through this character list.
Okay, yes.
First was Dr. Dre
yes,
St. John.
Yes.
Not Doctor, I'm
love
just
that,
kidding.
Love that name, Dre St. John.
Although his name is spelled D-R-E-Y.
Yeah,
so
that was
thinking,
a variation on
yeah,
the typical.
He was Dr. I. That's what I called him. Dr. Dre, Dr. Longway.
Well, actually,
right? Yes. Longway St. John. So he has a Chinese
that's right.
Chinese.
Middle.
Chinese what? Mother, yes.
So right off the bat.
Long Way. What was that, Mark? Sorry.
Long Way. It means dragon strength.
Yeah, Mark is fluent in Chinese. What does Long Way mean?
It means dragon strength.
Did you Google that, or is that in the book?
It was in the book.
Oh, yeah, I was in the book.
I actually read it. I actually read it this time.
I read it too, but I don't remember that part.
Well, producer Sam and myself listened to part of it on books or Audible or whatever. You listened to it too, right, Mark?
Yeah, I did.
And it was narrated by Quincy Tyler Bernstein.
Ooh, who's that?
She's an actress. The only thing, what do we say? She was in Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah, which is pretty
cool. That's a good movie. I don't recognize her, yeah.
Great voice.
Yeah, she took me on a journey. Yeah, I mean, like, I like listening to her, but I feel like she was just like, what the fuck have you got me reading?
Oh,
this
gosh.
Is some bullshit.
Okay. Wow, this book was poorly
all right, well,
written.
Let's go ahead real quick. Mark didn't, or no, Mark liked it.
I did.
Mark thought it was good.
I'm not ashamed.
I thought it was stupid. I thought it was just, it was 40, I told Mel this, social media Mel, that it was 40 pages of foreplay, 150 pages of
straight
fucking.
Straight sex, yeah, lots of sex.
And then 10 pages of wrap-up, yep. Like cleanup. It was the Kleenex pages.
Yeah.
That's what we should go, yeah, the clean. Yeah, it was the wrap-up time, you know. And it was weird. It was, just, I don't know. Anyway, so the cast of characters.
Well, don't you want to know my opinion?
No. Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't hate it. It was a really easy read. It did make me long for calculated risk. I long weighed for calculated risk, which was our last book for our loyal listeners. If you remember, Janie Crouch, calculated risk.
You mean Crouch?
I mean Crouch, whatever. Yes, Crouch, sorry.
Who cares?
And,
I've totally forgotten that fucking book, too.
Yeah, I thought this book was very badly written. I thought this book was written by somebody who probably had never had sex either.
Yeah, I feel like Brenda Jackson, the author, had like an idea of what lovemaking is, but they never actually experienced it.
I said it seemed to be written by a virgin who learned about sex from the ladies section of Pornhub.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh, there's a ladies section?
There is.
Holy shit, I got to check that out. All right. You've got Dr. Or no, he's not. I got to stop saying Dr. Dre. Although there is another character named Nate, and I wanted to call him Nate Dogg. And I wish there was a character named Snoop, because we could just have all 90s rappers.
Well, they did snoop around in one second.
Hey-o.
Uh-oh.
I did. I forgot about that. Way to go, Mark.
Yeah.
Another pun.
Yeah.
Is that a pun? All right, fine.
Did you say? Never mind.
Is it a
Keep
pun?
Going.
I don't know. Anyway, so there's Dre St. John. He's a private investigator. And he's chocolatey and gorgeous, and
he's
got
slanted eyes.
Yeah,
yeah,
slanted eyes, because he's part Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept talking about them slanted eyes.
And he likes to be inside women.
And then there's Charlene.
Yes, Charlene.
Charlene.
A.K.A.
Charlie. Yeah, because
as far as I'm concerned,
Quincy Tyler Bernstein, the narrator, kept saying Charlene.
Yes,
and that's why he was calling
Charlene.
Yes.
Do you think that her name was?
I thought it was
Charlene.
I thought it was Charlene.
It's Charlene,
but it makes more sense.
I have never heard of that name being pronounced Charlene.
No,
before.
Because it's not. It's but anyway, he keeps calling her Charlie.
I know.
Just to get under her skin.
Yeah, just to piss her off.
I mean, I guess I can see that, but that would be a really stupid name. Her mom should be ashamed of herself.
The other thing I've realized, this is the third book in a row where the main female character is a virgin. This time,
she's
27.
I was thinking about that. Was she a virgin?
That's what she straight up says it multiple times.
No, I know in this book, obviously, she was a virgin. I'm talking about in Calculator.
Yeah, she was a virgin. She had never even touched a man or kissed a man.
Yeah.
That's why they didn't even end up fucking in that book, because she's never.
All right, now can we talk about her being a virgin for a second? Because in this book.
Charlene?
Yes, Charlene. Because in this book, what was the point of making her a virgin? Like, I can see why they were virgins.
I don't get it either. I don't get it.
And
I get it in the
first
book.
The first one, definitely. The second one I can see, too. But this one, why did
she
need to be a virgin?
And, yeah, and, like, it to me, and I know we...
A 26-year-old
27. She's 27.
She's old.
Forever
27. She's 3 years out from 30. And this thing is fine, too. She had a heart-shaped hiney.
Yeah,
she
got a big old booty. And she got globes for tits.
Yeah.
Twin globes for titties.
How about that?
He wanted to spin them goddamn globes around and put his finger on it.
The whole globe and all her girlfriends.
Yeah.
Don't forget her mouth.
Fascinated by that mouth.
Fascinated with her mouth. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I highlighted that page because... right. There was lots of mouth fascination going on. In the... See, that's the thing. That's why I say this book is so poorly written, though, is because the author is so repetitive. Like, once she gets something going, she's like, oh, I'm going to repeat that 10 million times.
Right.
I'm going to talk about his hiney, how he smells super good, and how their mouth is fascinating, and how Carlos told her that virgins were no good. What? Fuck Carlos.
Yeah,
you know what, Carlos?
Yeah,
you're
Carlos
a piece of shit.
And
I'm pretty sure that most men... I don't know. Are men scared by virgins? I don't know. What do you say, guys?
I don't think...
Not good
ones. Well, yeah, I mean, like...
Exactly. I thought men were, like, turned on by virgins.
I mean, there are some that are, but there's some that...
Don't virgins get the highest price on the black market?
Yeah, if they're white.
God, well, sorry. All right.
That's racist joke number one.
Yeah, geez, Jonathan.
Well, I mean, if you've watched Taken... Oh, no, that's just because she's American. All right, never mind. I'll be quiet. Yeah, I'm gonna edit that part out.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Oh Jesus! All right, so the story
five
is
listeners will be.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well.
The story is that she works for the coroner's office, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she's got a boss named
Nate.
Nate Dog.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they're working on a stiff.
A stiff, yep. Named, yeah, that's right. They do call it a stiff. Oh,
working
I forgot
on
about
a
that.
Stiffy.
See, you know what? At the beginning of the book, I was like, this is going to be a good book.
Yeah,
it's going to be
so
like
too.
A PI.
There was
going to
be some intrigue.
You know, there's going to be mystery.
Right.
No,
there was, yeah, there
no,
was like
nothing.
Five pages of that.
There was so many chapter after chapter after chapter about sexual tension and how he wanted her and she wanted him, but she wanted to play hard to get. I was like, oh my God, kill me. It was awful.
So they're wrapping up a case about Dennis, who was the limo...
Joe Dennis.
He was the limo driver who had been hit in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And obviously murdered.
Blunt force trauma.
He got too greedy.
Oh, and...
But they reveal spoiler. At the very end. Yeah, spoiler alert. He was in on it the whole time.
Yeah, he was a bad guy.
No allusion to that, or
but
is that the right word? No indication of any of the...
Right, there was no foreshadowing that he was
a
bad guy.
Well, he did swallow a key. What? Why did he swallow
that key? Okay, so, yeah. Okay.
Let's get to it.
We got to figure this shit out.
And then they never talked about what the key opened.
I know, but that's what...
They said what it opened, but they never went and opened it and
right.
like, looked at it.
But I feel like, I feel like Brenda Jackson, the author, was just like,
the ending of it is my favorite thing.
Ooh, I'm going to put... He's going to swallow a key. He's going to have... There's something to do with a key in his belly that we really don't give a shit about by the end of the book, because it just... I mean, it wraps up so quick. But... So...
Well, and then that's the thing. Like, it doesn't even have to wrap up quick. We're only 180 pages in when they finally... They could go for another 100 pages and talk.
I mean,
but no, they're like, well, we're going to do 40 on this... The most interesting part about the book, and, you know, who gives a shit?
So...
We give a shit, Brenda Jackson.
Yeah.
We, your loyal readers of Kamani Romances.
And then, this is also part of a series. I forgot to say. This is part of the Braddocks series,
yes,
right?
The Braddocks.
It's
and
part of
by the
Braddocks, because it's
the
on the
Braddocks,
front of the cover.
But they're all written by different authors. Did you... not
Arthurs.
Not Arthurs.
Yeah, like Dudley Moore... Different Arthurs.
Dudley B. Arthur. Arthur, the
The movie
Anteater.
Arthur, and then Russell Brand.
Then there's the Anteater
this
Arthur.
This has been two. All right, never mind.
Okay, anyway, the author, they're all written by different authors.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know
so
that.
So there's a chance that the other ones might be
they might be better.
Better, yeah.
So Dre, St. John, Dr. Dre, is...
He's a PI.
In a former book, he found out that his father wasn't his real father.
Yes,
that his actual father
Ronald
was a Braddock.
St. John.
Was a Braddock.
Harmon Braddock.
And he's a congressman, and he had died.
Yeah.
Yes.
In a car crash. But there was something fishy.
Yeah, they didn't think it was really
an
accident.
He was driving his own car instead of the limo driver.
And he'd been calling his Chinese side piece.
Yeah, he had been calling Long
Mom, a.k.a. Dre's mom. Yeah, which nobody put together. And by the way, at the beginning, so when I was going back to like try to refresh myself, at the very beginning, what's her name, Charlene? She says that... Oh, we've all been talking about him, you know, his name is Longway. But then remember at the end when, like, the family is talking about, our father was calling Dayu, what was her first name?
Dayu
Longway. Yeah. She was like, Longway, how do I know that name? Like, bitch, you and your friends have been obsessing about this dude. You said so in the beginning, but the author. Anyway, that's just a side part.
No,
you can edit that out. But it was just inconsistent. I didn't appreciate that.
We
like,
edit nothing.
Keep your shit straight, Brenda Jackson.
Yeah, Brenda.
Stupid.
All right. So if you didn't read this book, congratulations. But Dre is the love child
Mm-hmm.
Never Meant to Be.
Love Child.
All right. Sorry. Braddock, a congressman. Now, here's my question. Not that it matters, but I'm assuming Braddock is a black guy, right?
I'd say so. Yeah.
What was his first name?
His name was Ronald.
Harman.
Oh, you're talking about Braddock. Harman. Yeah,
Harman Braddock.
Braddock.
Harman Braddock.
Because then the bad guy at the end, spoiler alert, ends up being Hanlon.
Hanlon.
And it was fucking me up because
well, that
then,
was his
like,
last name, wasn't it?
Were too, but it was just too similar.
I know,
like, I pick a different goddamn name.
You know, Brenda, she has a limited scope.
Yeah,
don't mess with Brenda. Yeah, she
said,
stop hating on Brenda.
She wrote some great stuff. She said in one part that something was extra, extra special. I was like, ooh, two extras.
Yeah, his penis.
Wow. She gasped when he took his pajama pants off.
Sam, take some notes. Charlene is 27 years old, still a virgin for God knows why. Who cares, according to this book?
She was too busy at forensic scientist school.
But she's not the clingy type. Well, no shit. She hadn't had sex with anybody to cling on to.
Yeah, and that's disappointing because now the implications of this book is that she's going to stay with the first guy that she fucked for the rest of her life. And that's sad.
The next part that we both, Sam and I, thought was funny was, I'm going to read it, parts of it. It says, Charlene heard a knock on the door. blah, 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 blah. Convinced that even through the thickness of the wood that separated them, she could breathe in Dre's scent.
Yes, she
could.
She
can smell this motherfucker
that
through
thing,
the door.
He all right? smelled
she
good.
She could smell him through the door.
Yeah, she could.
So this funky brother.
You know what? She had that virgin nose, guys.
She had been contaminated by semen that
she
makes all women unable
smell.
To smell anymore.
Yes.
Like Dewey Cox
yes.
in fucking horror.
Everybody
horror.
Knows that virgins have super
yeah, they have
senses
super,
of smell.
Yeah, they're superheroes. Yep. That'd be a good show.
Mm-hmm.
We should make that show, The Virgins.
Super virgins coming again.
Season three of
the not coming. That's the problem.
Well, you
coming
know what? Listen.
Sucks.
Virgins can come.
Yeah, that's true.
They can.
That's a, yeah, does.
You don't need no man to come.
Yeah, so, okay, so she smelled him through the door.
While we're talking about coming, can we hurry up and get to that sex scene? Because I can't wait.
You mean the 150-page long sex scene?
No, well, the first two pages of it, she came 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fucking times in two pages.
Because he had the fucking elephant cock.
Oh, man, and he was gobbling her up, too. Gobble,
was,
gobble.
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
So,
Colonel Angus.
Colonel Angus.
For days and days.
Colonel Sanders Lingus.
I'm really eager to talk about her womanly core.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, he was trying to get
it was feminine core.
Womanly, feminine.
Or one of
it's
our
multiple
few, one of our few listeners womanly. Actually read the book, and that's what she said. She got to talk about the feminine core.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I will.
Her pussy.
We'll talk all about busting that hymen and getting up in that core, because that's what we want to know about.
Yeah, that womanly core.
another example, last week we talked about, or last time, not last week, we talked about bad writing for men, because we were saying that, like, there's a subreddit dedicated to men writing women, but I'm saying that women writing men sometimes is just as terrible. And she said something about wondering what her lips taste like. Nobody gives a fuck. I mean, maybe wonder what her other lips taste like, you know?
I don't think that this young woman who wrote this book knew how to write anybody, obviously, because I'm pretty sure she's 15 or 16 max.
I like Sam's notes because I was driving in the car when we were listening to this. So I told her to write down bad writing for men, wondering what her lips taste like. And then Sam wrote, nah, bruh, guts. Yeah.
Well, and then he was also. Then he was also, like, talking about how good her pissy tasted and stuff. And I was like, that's not realistic. Like, I don't care how much you love this girl. Nobody's pissy tastes that good. Like, nobody, that's a choice that you have to go into, like, sacrificing a little bit.
That was another note, was there's a lot of taste talk. You know, it was about tasting her lips.
Oh, yeah, he wanted to taste. Well, the first thing that he told her that was sexual was that, that's not going to be our last kiss, Charlene. I'm going to taste you all over.
Gobble you
I was
up.
Like, ew, why? He was so aggressive.
Just ask Karen.
I didn't.
Just ask Karen.
Karen.
That bitch on the phone.
That bitch
on the phone.
She was called a hussy.
She was a hussy. She got called a hussy.
I know.
But there's a lot of slut shaming
in these
books.
Yeah,
lots of slut shaming. You're either a virgin or you're a whore, according to Sam. She said that the other day. My lovely wife, producer Sam, said something like, well, you know, why don't they just make a book about a whore instead of a virgin? I was like, yeah, because there's not a whole spectrum of people between, you know, you're either a virgin or you're a whore.
Well, that's they did. Real it was progressive called Pretty Woman.
No, but I think it would be fascinating to read one of these books where there's like a, she's like a lady of the night and then like a madam or, that would be an interesting take.
I'd read it.
Heidi Fleiss.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, I think that would be
or we could go back a few centuries to our first book and Let Her Be a Courtesan, which is what I wanted our girl to become.
Interesting.
I know. Yeah. I love courtesans.
So lots of taste talk. I feel like Brenda Jackson doesn't own a thesaurus.
No, really extra.
I feel
extra.
Like she went to, she was like, I bought a thesaurus, and not only is it bad, it's bad.
Her word choice is extra.
I'm wondering,
Shalane.
Though, but because those of us who actually read the book.
Not Samantha.
Seem to have.
Samantha.
Well, I mean, like, physically, like, read it. Because Mark had a very different experience with it, but only listened to it.
That's because.
So the author, so obviously.
Quincy Tyler was, like, bringing it on the.
Oh, that's what I've got. That's well, what if I've I could just a, listen to Life by Quincy Tyler. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I don't even know.
Like,
that's
he went to the pooper.
Maybe having, like, this narrator with, like, a sultry voice actually kind of tell this story makes it different, because when we're reading the words on the page, it's like,
yeah, it's flat as shit.
It's yeah, exactly.
It's really, really flat.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And the dialogue
well.
Is bad. It's maybe some
mediocre.
Of the worst dialogue pretty, I've ever read.
Yeah,
and we've read some doozies.
So yeah, I was
three to be exact.
Lots of deep. to get back into the story, it's mostly just him. Trying to get with her.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's like 100 solid pages of him fantasizing about her in those white jeans and how he'd like to take her from behind and get up in that womanly core.
Lab coats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love
some
lab coats.
He wanted to think about how she was without that. And hair. He liked her hair down.
Oh, that's what
not
I was
going to
say.
He wanted her hair down.
That I want to write a book one day, and it's going to be like, oh, I wonder what her hair tastes like. I want to eat her hair. Blah, 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 blah.
That's strange addiction.
Yeah, I know, right? So, yeah, anyway, that's my go-to phrase to try to get Sam on the moon. I want to eat your hair, baby.
Give me that hair.
I want to mention one thing. Let's do a bro check. So did you notice that our lovely protagonist, Charlene, is a Oklahoma State cowgirl?
Yeah, I remember that.
I wonder if that was kind of planted for
Mark
whatever reason.
All the details. That's right. I didn't notice.
It happens when
you
read the book.
I read it.
I know. Because I haven't before.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Oh, I did skip a part. The shape of your mouth fascinates me.
Yeah.
There's a part in there.
No,
and she wanted
I
to say back
what
the shape of your mouth.
There was three.
How many? This is my
three
question.
Back-to-back
how many different
mouth.
Shapes
that's
of mouth are there?
Yeah. Listen.
I mean, they're all pretty similar, right?
Here it is. Here it is. Right.
Ask Bitmoji.
Yeah. It would have been more realistic if you'd be like, I wonder what my pecker looks like in your weirdly shaped mouth, Charlie. Anyway.
Hold on.
We're taking a reading break.
So,
let's
hold
on a story.
No,
everybody's
hold on.
Reading.
Here it is. Three mouth fascinations back to back. He released her arm and reached up and let the tip of his finger caress her lips.
Ugh.
As if he was fascinated with their shape, blah, blah, blah. Then looking down at her, he said in a whispered tone, guess what? The shape of your mouth. Fascinates me.
Oh, man, that is
then,
a Dr.
Wait, not
voice.
Over yet. It was on the tip of her tongue to say that the shape of his mouth, guess what, fascinated her
oh,
as
but
well.
That leads, hold on, that leads up to the favorite part of the book. Hold on, I don't know if you noticed this part.
No, my favorite part is on
my favorite part's right
207.
Here. In fact, I should let Quincy Tyler read it because I got it loaded up on my phone, but I don't know if you'll be able to hear it, so I'll just say it. It goes, shh. Shut up. He goes, shh, don't think at all for a second, he whispered, removing his hand from her. Damn it, I'm screwed it up.
Get it together.
Removing his hand from her face to place it at her waist. Just close your eyes and experience the taste. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's a poem.
Some fucking
it?
Slam
sure,
poetry
in
the middle of this book.
Wow.
Somebody in the back is playing the bongos like boom ba da doom boom ba da doom.
This makes that rhythm.
Yeah.
Now I understand the repetition.
There we go. Yeah.
I did not know it's we were reading the poem.
Oh my god.
I get it now.
That was
okay.
The best part.
All right.
So what's happening with the story now? Let's move on.
Lavender Sessions is happening.
So she's
hey, I
want to
read a book
she's
about
moved
I
out
love
of
that.
Lavender Sessions is a cop by day, and at night he goes plays jazz trumpet at some smoky club.
Yeah.
Lavender Sessions. So, right, sorry, Mark. Yes.
Fine. So let's move on with
Mark's
the story.
Like, fuck this. I want to know about the story.
She's on the run. She's been advised to like leave town, so she moves in with Dre.
Uh huh. Yes. We have of to, course.
No, no,
obviously.
No. Well, because her boss wants her fakes the report.
Yes.
Yeah, the boss fakes the report after because she hears an argument.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which later comes back.
Yeah, later comes back. She
later
figures
she
out
can get a warrant on that guy just by hearing
his voice. Yeah. So two crackers are arguing.
They were not. I envision Nate as being, what was that dude from The Wire?
Oh, not Bunk. Yeah,
no,
Bunk.
The chubby one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so
that's who I envision Nate as being.
Oh, okay.
So he was not a cracker.
No,
you.
I say he's a white boy. Nate was a whitey.
Nathaniel.
He definitely was no Connor.
Jack
all right.
Yeah, Connor looking like. Yeah, okay.
I didn't realize he was a Matthew McConaughey lookalike until the end of the story.
See, I said Nate was a white boy. And Hanlon was a white guy, the judge.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, who cares? Well, yeah. It doesn't really matter. But
the ending is my favorite. I can't wait till we talk about the part.
And
he's like, all right, I did it. I'm corrupt.
Yeah,
yeah, like,
I know. Lock me up.
Not like,
make sure you're recording.
You know,
hold on. You're jumping way ahead.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
So, Charlene, which she hates to be called, by the way.
Maybe her name was Charlene and he called her Charlie.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. Charlie, you can't be serious.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh, that was a good. All right. Ooh, we're making white Russians to celebrate the fact that we read an African American book. Should we take a pause?
No, let's just pause? Keep on going.
Let's just keep, yeah, no editing.
No editing.
So he fakes the report, says he dies of a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Now, this is Dennis, what's his name?
Joe Dennis. And they found the key, but then later the key went missing.
Right.
The elusive key.
There was a key in his belly, but yeah, they don't even bring up, because they end up breaking in at some point to go try to find it.
And he doctors the report.
Yeah, he doctors.
Changes it from blunt force trauma to heart attack.
So she tells him this. She tells Dre.
Yeah, immediately she calls him.
Right.
Job be damned. She calls the private eye, not the cops, because that was always their go-to reason why they couldn't involve cops is because the cops are on the payroll.
Yeah, they weren't.
The cops
are
in on it. That always.
I know.
Remember the line at the end where they were
like, "Yeah, I got cops."
It's Lavender Sessions, good cops, not the bad cops that he thinks are coming.
Way to go, Brenda Jackson, the source.
Thanks, Brenda Jackson.
Yeah, BJ. Ooh, speaking of BJs, we're going to talk about that too in a minute.
No, there were no BJs.
I know,
but that's what I was going to talk about.
In the three books we've read,
no BJs.
There has been no.
Honey, these are women's literature.
But that's what I want to talk about. Women don't like blowing guys.
Right. It is not a loved thing to do. No.
There are some girls.
Not women's literature.
Females.
No. Watch a woman's porno, and yes, it does exist, and there will never be blowjobs happening.
Okay, well, that's.
There's
right,
lots
well,
of gobbling.
I get it. Yeah, I mean, I get it, but.
I learned something today.
Yes.
Yeah, lots of gobbling.
Did you learn that there's a women's channel on Pornhub?
Yes.
Mark's like, I already knew that.
They're pretty good, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know
I've
all
heard.
The actresses.
They're good.
Okay.
Lots
so,
of eye contact.
So he,
look
yeah,
at me
so,
while I pleasure
yeah.
you.
So, yeah. Ooh. How is he going to do that, too?
No, with
I'm just thinking
slanted.
Of, like, the logistics of why he's gobbling her.
No, I think that he was, like, ramming her with whip-like speed at that point. Remember that part?
Whip-like speed.
I was like,
with
ooh.
With his giant pecker.
Man, that thing was big. She was like.
Slapping.
Yeah. Well, she was a virgin, though. How would she know what peckers look like?
Then, remember, like, after they fucked for the first time? And he was, like, thinking back on the night's events, and he was like, after I learned she was a virgin, I was like, well, wait, I want to hear about that. There was, like, so much buildup to, like, how guys rejected her because she was a virgin, remember? And then they just rushed over that.
What about how it says after that? It doesn't tell you in real time.
Right.
It tells you, like, about this bath.
Yeah,
where
he
carried her into the bath.
So I thought that she had bled into
that's
the bath.
That's what I said.
That's when he figured out she was a virgin.
That's what I was thinking.
Is that
she's,
why
like,
is this
bleeding
bath water
profusely
all
from being destroyed by his magnum dome,
yes,
and that she's bleeding,
too.
And that he has to put her in the fucking bath with like
but
ice cubes to like soothe her aching pussy.
Because they continue
fucking bleeding.
They continue
she's
to have
hemorrhaging.
Sex
all night long.
Use that blood to lube her up again.
She gets up the next morning and can miraculously go at it all over again.
You know
what? Exactly.
These
That's what I was wondering, too. She's got to be sore,
these
right?
These two people are the horniest fucking people
I have ever met.
Yeah,
like every
they
time.
Are like 17-year-olds in 30-year-old bodies.
Yeah, seriously.
I thought they were going to fuck in that closet for the first time.
They were going to break into the goddamn coroner's office and fuck on top
about.
Of Joe Dennis's
no,
dead body.
They were going to fuck in the closet.
Think about like
when
now he's
going
to have another contusion to his head because we're going to fucking fuck his back
came.
Of his head.
And by the way, why did the security guard have to look at porn? That was just such a random ass.
I kept waiting for him to she to say like he whipped his cock out and started beating it. You know,
yeah.
Why would you watch porn and not?
I thought
off?
That too. Next unrealistic thing: who watches porn without fucking masturbating? Nobody. Yeah.
All right. So, but that was the whole reason. That's the reason that Dre St. John, Longway St. John, suggested that she come live with him so he could be.
Let's be real. He suggested that she live with him because he wanted to fuck the shit out of her.
Yeah, well, that too. That was his ulterior.
He was tired of Karen.
He liked her in those white jeans.
He was tired of Karen's fucking, may I see your manager haircut?
Yeah.
He was sick of that bitch, Karen, who called on the phone. What a cock block Karen was. Also, I kept thinking. There is some like misunderstanding with Karen that like, she's going to end up being like his cousin because he says like I memorized her phone number or I've got her phone number memorized or something like that. It's like so all the skanks that he bangs, he like memorizes their phone number. I don't even know my wife's phone number. I mean, I know. All right, whatever.
But do you remember? So when she goes into his house for the first time and she's like, "Oh, look at that beautiful painting of that lovely Chinese woman."
Yeah.
It's both. What did she say? It's both exotic and erotic. I was like, that's his mom.
Yeah, I know.
Why does he have an erotic picture of his mom on the wall? So I just imagine like this like wall-sized painting where she's just like touching her nipple and looking down.
Okay,
he's respecting his elders.
We've already established that Dre is a funky brother because he stinks through a door, right? She can smell him through the door.
And he gobbles.
So he's got some fucking... Burberry cologne just rocking.
Burberry.
but this is the next part. There's a part where it says, she says, he says, no, I'm not hungry, taking the chair across from her and thinking that he didn't want to put anything in his mouth just yet that would diminish Charlene's taste.
he
wanted to savor it for a little while longer.
I'm telling
Again,
you.
Fuck you. Who writes this stupid shit?
Brenda Jackson did.
Next issue is him becoming a serial killer.
Yeah, seriously.
He wants to eat her.
He's obsessed.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
All right, so are we on to the having sex yet? Because
then it's 100 pages of them boning. Long way boning.
Yeah, they start fucking on page 174, and they end fucking like pretty much through the rest of the book. But between 170, maybe it was 164, but as soon as she has sex with him, she has 5 orgasms in 2 pages.
Yeah,
like,
way
back,
to go,
Dr.
Dre,
back,
by the way.
To back.
Keep
to back.
Your heads
I'm glad you
Dr.
counted.
Dre.
I did. And then just to make sure that my count wasn't wrong,
nothing
I went back and counted
G-spot
a few more times,
thing.
If you know what I mean. No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding. No, this book was stupid. I was like, no.
The sex is so unrealistic.
Yes.
Like, I was just, it was hard to take seriously.
And then can we talk about how this book has the only sex that I've ever read about where he stopped in the middle and talked about, oh, wait, I don't have a condom.
And her,
that's
no,
all right,
yeah, we were going to talk
my
about
my period is regulated by birth control.
All right, boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, no. So he gets pussy on the regular, right? Like, it talks about him being, like, pretty distinguished.
But he hadn't fucked anybody in a year.
Yeah,
in
a year. Okay,
but
so
yeah,
so herpes goes away after a year of not fucking.
That's true. That's true.
But yeah, they use a condom the first time, and then she's just like, fuck it, just blow that hot jism up in me.
Yeah.
I mean, it talks about, like, his hot, thick spunk. Going up in her.
I was like, ew.
She's like, I couldn't walk right the next day because my knees were stuck together from his hot load. I mean, it was disgusting.
No, the worst part, though, was seriously where they talk about how it was normal for them to fall asleep in each other's arms with him still inside of her.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So they fucked so much,
yes,
they fell asleep.
He just likes to go to sleep with his dick
still
hard.
Yeah.
Hard, though, because remember it said he had the uncanny ability to keep his dick hard even after he... Shut the fuck up. That does not...
He's an X-Men.
He's a
fucking superhero.
She's
his
got
dick's,
her super smell,
yeah.
And he's got a super
he's
dick.
He's got a hook on the end of his pecker that just attaches.
His body goes to
sleep.
Just like, who wants that? Does this what women want?
I don't this, think so. But there's a lot about them staying connected. And then, like, I guess she thinks that's like an illusion for being connected with your lover or something.
I guess.
Because then later there's another part where, like, he's fucking her on the desk and she comes, like, 10 times, of course.
Yeah.
And then he keeps her still, like, dick and pussy and takes her to the bed and, like, gives her 20 more orgasms or whatever. It's just dumb. Women, no. That
before
really
they got
happen.
To sex, though, I have something in my notes where it said, while she held it, he took a bite. He's talking about the sandwich that she made, which was like humongous. Mm-hmm. While she held it, he took a bite, and she got turned on just by watching him chew.
She was horny as hell.
This poor lady, 27-year-old.
He was horny, and she was horny.
And I can just imagine him with a sandwich being like, clop, clop, clop. I'm thinking of your pussy right now.
Some ASMR right now as you're like chewing.
Bust out that puss. I'm going to gobble it.
Love this roast beef sandwich.
Yeah. Fucking beef curtains about to get gnawed on.
Okay, all right. Still with the sex. There's
no, hold on.
Part.
There was one other part, too, before we got to the sex. Because you said it wasn't until 174.
Yeah. Like
I'm on one. Hold on. I got a few notes before they get to the sex.
Okay,
all
right. But
hold
yeah,
on.
Let's get
this
in there
part,
I got lots
this
of
part.
Stuff
as soon as
the
office door closed behind him, Dre leaned back against it and pulled in a deep breath. Talk about bringing sexy back. Jesus Christ.
I think that's the same part where she said something about how he smelled super good. Wow, super good.
Super good. All right,
good
hold on. We're
going to
skip over. Did we talk about the twin globes already? Titties look
he
like
called
globes.
Her tits twin globes if the we didn't
giant,
talk about it.
All right, who cares? Hold on. I did take a couple of notes.
At some point we should use our imagination to think about what they did at the beach house.
Well,
that made no sense.
Absolutely
it
no
was
sense.
This book is random.
The
that's what Mark and I said earlier.
Yeah, thanks
for
bringing that up.
Shit
that
was so
like,
random.
They just cut to the... hold on. We haven't even...
Yeah.
Hold on.
Before we do that, let's talk about how when they were laying in bed and he was looking at her naked titties, this is what he was thinking of. The tips of her nipples still looked hard, as if they begged to be licked, or better yet, sucked. He could imagine her baby doing that?
Yeah,
her
I know.
Baby?
Yeah.
Why?
He's like, because that's what
baby.
I think of, too.
I had to reread that like four times to make sure that I read that.
Yeah, I did, too. I'm pretty sure I reread that, too. But I was at the point where I was like, I don't give a fuck anymore about, like, taking
baby.
Those. Yeah, he's like, ooh, look at them titties. I wish there was a baby attached to both of them. Yeah, I know.
That just leads to my theory that this woman has no experience with sex, that she thinks that when you have sex.
Because she's sitting there thinking, like, men suck titties. You know what else sucks titties? Babies.
But he's so in love with her. He's so in love with her that he automatically looks at her titties and thinks of having a baby with her.
Yeah. He's like, look at this twin globes with
Marcus,
babies hanging off of them.
What
I'm
going
to start
Mark?
Beating
I had to walk away.
Are you okay?
You okay?
Why did you walk away?
You like choke on something?
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, babies because of the last.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
You got to. You have to add babies. You have to have babies in these fucking books.
I have contributed to this conversation.
Yeah, shut up. Go away.
Baby in the first book, unless you're talking about that king, that baby king. That dude was... Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe.
Fuck off.
The other thing I was going to say is that before they have sex, they're leading up to it. He asked her like 30 times if she's okay with fucking.
Do you want us to make love?
So it's like that Hannibal Burr skit where he's just like, you know, what you're saying is you're cutting off the air to my past, you know, to my lungs. So yeah, he was like, might as well fill out a fucking form that says I consent to Dr. Dre Longway St. John to let him bust up in my puss snatch and have the sex with him.
Yeah. Standard NDA stuff. You know?
Do not disclose.
Well, I mean, but the thing is that he did not give a fuck about consent until the very moment that he was ready to actually fuck her, because everything else that he did, he basically forced himself on her when he kissed her, when he was talking about, I want
to
taste
but that's,
you all
again,
over.
That goes back
he was
to,
fucking
like, what,
raping her with his eyes.
Yeah, that goes back to what we were saying, I think, previously in the other two shows about what's sexy. You're right. BJs, blowjobs are not sexy, I guess, to the women who are reading them. But a little bit of like command and confidence in the man is sexy.
A little bit, but this dude was straight up aggressive.
See, I don't think he's as rapey. I didn't get the rapey vibe from him that I got
confident.
From from Simon in that first
book.
Is
that what it is? See, well, he was definitely confident. Me very,
I mean, if you have a 9-foot-long horse cog, you're pretty goddamn confident, too.
He made me uncomfortable. Yes, I agree with you. I don't think he was a rapist, necessarily.
I agree with you. I was
but
like,
I feel like he was uncomfortably aggressive with
her.
How
well, they're all uncomfortably aggressive,
then, well,
I feel
yeah,
like.
That, well,
they're
no, not like, in the second book. Not in the second book.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah,
that's
he was very gentle with Bree.
It was established on, like, work premises. And I'm sorry. If I'm in the workplace and like, there was, like, this kind of, like...
Right.
Like, that's uncomfortable.
And then her life was in danger, and he told her that he could protect her, and then he constantly made these sexual advances to her the whole time that she was there. I was
yeah,
like, fuck
yeah.
off.
Well, it yeah. also, what threw me off, too, was the fact that they made this point of talking about her being a virgin, and then the night that they break the law, and
yeah.
she's scared, shitless, and
yeah.
is shaking and upset is the night that she decides... She wants to lose her virginity, and they have sex.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that just, to me, it just seems so unrealistic.
Well, I think the author was trying to set up that she wanted to have sex from the word go. Like, she was ready to experience
yeah.
that, but it just never worked out. And then she thought that guys were just so turned off by virgins, which, I mean, I've never heard
Has that
of
ever been the case?
I don't
yeah.
think so.
That was kind of a turn on.
That's what I'm saying. But I could be wrong. I don't
before
know.
They start having sex, probably a good 10 pages before they actually start having sex, he says something about there is a Chinese way of lovemaking
oh, I know!
That increases
I
one's
know!
Sexual pleasure.
Yeah.
He's While
experienced.
At the same time stimulating one's mind.
Yes.
What? So he's going to read fucking a book to her while he's
yes.
banging her?
Yeah.
I want
know.
To use several
no, you know
demonstrations
what?
Of it tonight. Is that all right?
Is that all right?
And she's like, oh, yeah! Please! Call me Charlie.
Well, look, can I read this
Charlie.
Part? After they thought, this is my favorite. This may be one of my favorite parts of dialogue in the whole book because it just shows how silly it is and how, like, uninspired. So they're post-coital. Post-coital?
Post-coital.
Anyway, they're post-fucking. And it's the next morning, and he looks at her and says...
Aren't we just full of cheer this morning?
Yes, we are.
Like...
Oh, and he puts his... he starts fingering her, and he says...
Like how that feels? Do you like for me to touch you this way?
Yes, I like it.
I like it, too.
I like it, Weewish.
I like it especially when you get wet. Like you're doing now. You're getting real wet. You know what that means, don't you?
Yes.
Then ease over here. I want you to ride me this morning.
Is that all you want me to do?
For starters. And then he started riding her, right? Or was
so
he
like
started
they,
riding
they
him?
They just woke up.
Yes,
and they
I like
peed
it.
Or brushed their
no,
teeth.
No, they're
and they
fucking
start
constantly.
Having sex.
I know.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Do you like it?
Yes, I like it. Like, wow. Cool.
I like it too. You're getting wet.
I feel like that's.
Yeah,
it,
I'm getting
though.
Wet.
Like, yeah. I feel like that's it. I feel like that's the whole book because the last part of the book.
Oh, now like, don't diss the last part. The last part of the book was like legit my favorite.
Yeah, but,
it was
but,
crazy
truly a
stupid.
He goes,
it was so funny to me.
There's some just random shit though. Like he goes and talks to the judge who ends up becoming the bad guy.
Yes. No, no. You know what? Like usually in mystery books, you have like this big character development with the bad guy and like you really get a sense of trust with him and then that trust is shattered when you find out that he's the bad guy. No, we're going to get one page of meeting this dude and then later, you know what? He's going to be the bad guy. And then when he gets called out on it because she heard his voice and then saw the key, he's going to say, yes, it was me. It was me. I'm corrupt. I'm a bad guy. Blah. This is like, okay. All right. We got it. I want to talk about the ending of the book.
Yeah.
That would just sound unrealistic.
So everybody took a pee break. We drank too much Coors Light.
We're back.
And now we're back.
And Caucasians.
Yeah, we've been drinking White Russians
Uh-oh.
To celebrate Black History Month. Yeah, Dirty Shirley's.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Shirley Temples with booze in them. I don't remember where we were.
I don't either. I'm trying to look through my book.
Basically,
and see what
we were at the end tagged. Of the book. So there's a, yeah. I mean, so we were discussing about like it's hard to follow if you haven't read the book. Like what's going on? There isn't much to this story though. The story is just. She knows something corrupt is going on. He protects her. He also is the son, the love child of a senator who got killed, and he's investigating it for his fam or the family of the senator, and then it turns out, and there was that it's a judge, a corrupt judge. But I don't. That was what was a little confusing to me. The judge Hanlon. What was his motive killing?
Oh, I Braddock? Do know actually. I do know. Oh, well, Mark, you want to take this?
I was going to say Harmon was going to
expose him.
Yeah.
So, he was dirty, yeah. And he had dirty. Remember, he had dirty everything. He has dirty firefighters on the fire squad. Exactly. Remember that?
I can
set this whole house on fire.
Dirty firefighters.
I know. Nobody
goes. I'm going to put him on my payroll in case I want to be an arsonist.
I can set this whole house on fire, and nobody would know.
Didn't think firemen were so corruptible.
But here's, but this is the other thing. How much money do judges make? Like six figures tops?
I mean,
does he have enough money to really be paying off
all those
cops and firefighters and fucking mailmen?
If he's dirty and he's a judge, he's getting all these like other
criminals.
People, like, kickbacks
but like,
and stuff.
But why would a cop? Well, yeah, that's true. I guess. Yeah. So maybe he's. I don't know.
Well, it kind of goes back to the same problem that we had with the last book, which is that this author really knows nothing about like in-depth workings of corruption,
right? Yeah.
Or the police force or judge life.
Yeah, this isn't The Wire.
It's definitely not The Wire. But if you want to see something good that also has hot sex, watch The Wire.
Yeah. Shout out to The Wire.
Yeah, love The Wire.
The best show maybe of all time.
I don't know.
Well, what's better than The Wire?
I don't know.
Hey,
I
welcome back to TV Talk.
Bran the Broken is better than The
Wire. No, Breaking Brad. You. I take Breaking Bad.
Breaking
one.
Brad.
Yeah, Breaking
Brad. Breaking
Braddocks. Breaking Brad is one, and then I would say The Wire is two. Yeah.
I would probably. I don't know. I would. They're interchangeable to me. Is The Wire?
Well,
I
just
Bad.
Say Breaking Bad because to me it's more watchable, like on a rewatch.
Yeah, I agree. I like Jesse.
Yeah.
All right. So there, I talk about Reddit a lot because that's what I spend 50% of my waking day doing is looking at Reddit. And there's a subreddit called That Happened. And it's a lot of bullshit where it's like, I was in the grocery store and some alt-right racist was saying something to a Mexican. And I told him and put him in his place and everybody clapped and gave me $20. It was like, yeah, right. All right, shut the fuck up. All right, the ending of this book is like a That Happened moment. It's like
awesome.
I confronted a judge about him, killing a senator who happens to be my biological father, and everybody cheered around the dinner table and gave me a job.
Did.
It's like fucking stupid.
And he realized his love for Charlene.
Girl, yeah. I love you.
The ending of this book seemed like a fever dream after like a long cracked out.
I'll be honest. I'm glad it wrapped up real quick because I was like tired of reading that stupid
ass
book.
I was too. Yeah,
I mean, it was kind of silly, and I don't even remember the last few pages anyway.
Well, let me refresh you on the last few pages.
Please do.
So
let's relive it together.
He takes Charlene to the Braddock's home, and he tells them everything that he's learned about this and that or whatever. I don't remember all the details. And they're all like, I know what it was. She heard the judge at the mall.
She accidentally ripped his shirt. She needed to go to the mall to get him a new shirt.
Right.
And it was there that she overheard the same voice from the beginning of the book.
Right.
And she was like, oh fuck, I know who it is.
Yes. And that hearing the voice, that was enough to issue a warrant on him for murder. No other evidence at all.
Because she specifically looked in at his keys and saw the key.
She recognized his voice. So they go to the Braddocks to tell them what they've learned because he's been working for them this whole time. I don't know if we talked about that they hired him.
Yeah, he's a private investigator hired by the Braddock family.
And they don't realize that he is actually their brother, but he knows
half-brother,
yeah.
But he
goes and he tells them, and just then the mother, the elegant Evelyn.
The matriarch now.
Yes, and I just see her as like a Felicia Rashad type,
That was an accurate representation of Felicia Rashad.
She's very elegant.
Hey, joining us now is Felicia Rashad.
Here I am, I'm Felicia Rashad. Anyway, she comes in right then with dun dun dun, the judge who they're like accusing. So they come in, and he accuses the judge, and the judge is like, blah, 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 it's not me. And she's like, get out of here with that. How dare you accuse this precious judge? And so the other siblings are like, wait, wait, let him speak. And so then he keeps speaking. And
Liz, will you do the next voice narrate just like the whole book? Because you got excellent voices for all these characters.
Yes, yes. And then so anyway, he's like, no, no, it's not me. And so then he pulls out the key. And here we go. So something about the key caught Evelyn. That's the mother's eye. May I see it for a minute, Bruce? That's the bad guy.
Bruce Hamlin.
Certainly, Evelyn. But like I said, that's the key to the locker at my gym. Where did you get this key from, Bruce? Like I said, it's the locker key. No, it's not a locker key. It's a key that's been in the Braddock family for years, and it goes to a safe hidden on the mansion grounds where Harmon kept his important papers. What are you doing with this key? So then, anyway, right then he's like, stay back or I'll kill her. Nah. And so he pulls Charlene and, like, you know, does the hostage thing for a while.
For a while? It was like a paragraph. Yeah, like it wasn't a paragraph. Even. He was like, I'm going to kill her. And then all of a
sudden.
For
a paragraph.
Oh, no. That was what I was going to say. Dre karate chops him, right?
You know,
like two sentences. It was like the only action in this whole stupid-ass book.
You must teach me that, brother.
Yeah.
Well, he knows Chinese art of karate chopping.
But it was so quick. It was just like. You know, and that was it, like, was done.
That was everything in the story, though, that wasn't sex related.
And she wrote it so nonchalantly. She's like, oh, after a couple of karate chops and a karate kick. Man, fuck you, Brenda Jackson.
So then that same night, they take the judge away to jail with the good cops that are on Lavender's payroll, not the bad cops that are on the judge's payroll. But anyway, so then this is my favorite part of the book. Mark, you want to say anything about this part?
No, it's your part.
This part is awesome. It's so good. So they all sit down for dinner, and he tells them, well, the judge, like, spoils. He reveals that that's actually their brother, and they're all like, oh yeah. Let's get them together, brother. And so they take them down together. And so then later she's like, where does she say it? But basically she's like, I want you to know that now you're a Braddock. You're welcome here anytime you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, they're just real accepting
of
them.
Cheers went up around the table.
Is this Gone
with
the Wind?
Yay, that happened. Yay, so everybody
then,
clapped.
So the next paragraph, oh, Chandra, ding, 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 click, click.
I'm pregnant.
Click, click.
No, I'm just kidding.
She says, I have a surprise of my own. We're married. Mwah.
Is that what you think Charlene sounds like?
No, that's Chandra. That's
oh,
Chandra.
That's okay, I'm
the
sorry.
Interracial political thriller between her and Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right.
We haven't talked about the absolute non-scene of them going to the Malibu beach house.
I know, that's for, here, buddy, by the way, yeah, take just, the keys to my beach
yeah,
house.
All right, all right, all right. I'm Matthew right, McConaughey's right. stunt double, Connor.
Yeah, yeah Connor.
Yeah. That's the only way I know that he was the white guy. That's the only...
Well,
the only
Sam's over there talking about being confused, but that's exactly what it felt like reading it, because the yeah. last 40 pages, roughly, maybe 30, literally so many characters were kind of introduced and talked about, but there was no lead-up or build-up of yeah. most of these people. There was
but
no,
see, I think it's because it's a series
yeah,
that all of these characters are established...
Right.
In other
this
books.
World, yeah, this
yeah,
Braddock
and
world.
In this universe.
Well, what were you saying, Mel? There's different books, yeah, but they're so, all written by different authors.
Yeah, so this is a Braddock, the Braddock's secret son. So the Braddock's, I guess, is like the family that they're like talking about, and each kind of couple has
their
its
own spinoff,
book, its own okay. their own book, which
right.
is written by a different author, and so this happens to be. About the illegitimate child.
Oh, okay.
And so the secret
yeah, the
son.
The secret son. Yeah.
You know, so that's what this book is. So I guess, you know, Jonathan's right is that all the reason why we don't hear or like learn anything about these people until the last minute is because they have their own books and you kind of hear about them.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's
we're
what makes it confusing as like a reader.
Yeah, we're supposed to know who they are already because this is
right.
a world. Like as soon as I Googled this book before we read it, I saw that it was a series and that it had all the. Because, like, it says on the cover, the Braddock's secret son. So I was like, well, am I supposed to know who the Braddocks
yeah,
are?
It's a deep
so
universe.
I Googled it. I
mean, it's a deep universe,
it's
the
a,
Braddock
yeah,
universe.
Like, forget the MCU.
Well, the only thing I was going to say,
Braddock
too,
shit is.
Like, is it me? These are written to the ultimate lowest common denominator. Like, there's no subtext in anything.
Mm-hmm.
There's
all text.
No, there's no conflicting. Like, you're either a good guy.
Yep.
Or you're a. It feels like a 1920. So like, it feels like Liz has an accurate description of their voice as like, you know, you're not going to get me, copper.
See.
And then, you know, the other ones are like, you know, real altruistic. Is that right?
Well, there's a reason why it was only like $5.
Well, I got mine from the library. Thank you, public libraries.
Yeah. That was smart.
Yes, it was. I was like, I don't really think I want to pay for this one.
I've
been burned the last two times.
Also, my mother was very upset that she had to go pick this book up from the McCormick Library.
Yeah, they all looked down on her when she she picked it up for me, and she had to clarify.
Let's
this
point that
book
out.
Is for my daughter.
Yeah, who loves African American romance novels.
I do, though. I actually do love it, but not this.
That is McCormick, South Carolina.
Yeah, McCormick.
Let's just be clear about that.
The
thriving metropolis of McCormick,
South Carolina. Say what you want about McCormick, South Carolina, but they have a badass library.
Yeah, they do.
They've got a good library there.
Yeah. All right. So, no, go ahead, Mark.
I was going to say, do we want to talk more about Lavender Sessions, our good buddy?
Well, he's not in it. I feel like he's in another book.
His name is so brilliant.
I love that name, Lavender
Sessions.
No, I think it's a man. I thought it was a man.
I was thinking it was a man.
It's a man.
He's got to be a dude.
I read it as a woman.
I thought he was a man, played by, what's his name, Lucius Lyon from Empire. What's his name?
Terrence Howard.
Yes, Terrence Howard. That's how I said it.
Terrence was
like
Lavender.
Okay. Wave in his hair.
All right. Well,
this
is going to segue nicely into who plays whom. I thought Lavender, I would think, is a guy's name.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought he was a man, too.
Oh, my God. I'm about to say something.
Well, I would never name anybody, man or woman, Lavender Sessions.
No, but I think it's
I thought he was a man, though. Yeah.
I thought he was I thought he was a dude.
Yeah,
Lavender. I could be wrong. What was that from Kings of Comedy where he's like, you can call me Delicious? He's like, I can't call you. Yo, Delicious. I'm a grown ass man. I'm not going to call you Lavender. You fucking named after a goddamn dish
soap.
Detergent.
smelling dish detergent.
Delicious? Is Lavender? All right.
We're
going to wrap this up. So the last thing I like to do is think about who we're going to have in this book. I'll go ahead and start. For some reason, I've got it in my head that Dre St. John is this guy named Michael Ealy, and he's in this show called Almost Human. He was in, what else has he been in, Mark? Their show Almost Human. He was in that movie, that terrible movie with Will Smith, 7 Pounds. He was in Too Fast, Too Furious. Was he the bad guy in Too Fast, Too Furious?
Yeah, Slapjack and Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah, he was in the show The Following.
He was in Stumptown, Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah,
he's a little old.
Yeah, he might be a little old for 33-year-old Dre St. John. So who do you think, Liz? Who would play Dr. Dre?
Well, there's only one African-American Chinese mix that I can think of that's ever been famous, and that's Tyson Beckford.
Yeah,
but he's way too old for this.
That's the obvious choice.
He is very obvious. But this is...
Oh my god!
So this is who I was thinking. Now we're
Sherlyn
gonna
got her groove.
We're gonna have to just do away with the Chinese American aspect of that. I was thinking maybe like a Michael B. Jordan type person.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
You know when Michael B. Jordan takes his pajamas off, baby.
Yeah, but only the Michael B. Jordan from The Wire. He has to be like 12 years old.
No, I want him to be the Michael B. Jordan from Black Panther and have all those scars.
Oh,
on his
yeah,
body.
Killmonger. He was the best part of that movie.
I know, I love
that movie. Producer Sam.
Here.
Who were you saying?
I was trying to ask you who was in Malibu's Most Wanted, but I already looked it up.
No.
It would be. Yes.
Shrink.
Tay Diggs is
Bleakety
who
bleak.
Is who
oh, yeah, Tay Diggs. Yeah,
a
I can
younger
see Tay
Diggs.
That's where you know Tay Diggs from?
Yes.
Yeah,
Malibu's Most Wanted. I was like, those two guys who are trying
wood.
To be like
well,
super
no, who
hard?
Was the other guy in the wood? Omar Epps from the 90s could probably pull off. Although he's not big. 90s. I kind of imagine Dre is like this big guy.
I don't know. The sexiest... The guy that I can think of, he's a little older now, but Idris Elba.
Oh my God,
Idris Elba. Hands down is.
Yeah,
Idris Elba would never be in this.
But
show.
I mean,
too old.
He's too old now. Yeah. But like,
you know what, Idris Elba transcends.
But
age.
He's
just every actor from The Wire is going to be in this book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get
McNulty to be Connor.
Yeah, there you
or
go.
Or Matthew McConaughey.
Well, we got Nate being Bunk, so.
Yeah, that's true.
No, what is, what was the
Tiger
main
Woods
bad guy's name?
Drake.
I can't remember now.
You know, you always got Childish Gambino.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what I'm saying. He's got those slanted eyes, you know?
Danny Glover.
Sexy.
Danny Glover.
Or Donald
Glover.
Glover.
Oh.
Well,
So as I was listening to Quincy, like, take me on this journey, yeah, I thought of Michael Dorn as Dr. Dre. One and only Worf from Star Trek The Next Generation. Without the forehead.
Yeah.
I think we should keep the forehead, actually.
I like Michael Dorn. All right,
so let's try this out. I want to try to get this in under an hour.
Instead of having a Chinese mom, he could have a...
Yeah, I mean, like, I would, mom. I don't know. I don't know what, I honestly don't know what Worf looks like without the forehead. And plus, isn't he a million years old at this point?
So who do we see?
Who do we see?
I have a very specific person, but I have to look up what her name is. I got
Gabrielle Union or Kelly A. Washington.
Yeah.
That's who I said.
Who's the second one?
I said Kelly Washington, yeah.
Who's Kelly Washington? Oh, Hildy. Okay. Yeah, from Django.
Okay, what was... Oh, my God. See, I have her name.
See, I was going
name.
With Stacey Dash from the 90s.
I thought about Stacey Dash, too, actually.
Yeah, from Clueless.
What was the girl on New Girl beautiful. That was... I think her name was Hillary, and she was the girlfriend of... This is a very, very specific person, but she's the only person that I could think of.
From New Girl.
She was on New Girl, and she was... I can't remember any of their names. Carrie Washington's a little too old, too.
Carrie Washington.
Carrie
was
Washington.
Django. Okay, sorry. Correction.
I was like, who the fuck is Kelly?
I don't know. New Girl, some new girl actress. All right, we're all going to Google it.
Yeah, give me a second because...
The rest of the characters, who gives a shit? Felicia Rashad is...
Felicia Rashad definitely is Evelyn.
She's the Evelyn. I didn't even know.
I actually had some really good ones for Charlene, and now
I think the mother could be an interesting casting. You know, throw Michelle Wong.
Yeah.
As like but, elegant, but, all right, legal
so here's
mother.
My thing,
who's
though?
Michelle Wong? Was she in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
The mother, though, isn't she half black, half Chinese?
No, yeah, I think she's all Chinese.
No, she's just straight Chinese. She's you mean Michelle Yeoh?
Yes, Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah, Michelle Yeoh.
Is that the one from Crouching Tiger, Hidden
yeah,
Dragon?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can see
I
that.
I could have swore.
And Tomorrow Never Dies.
She, anyway. Yeah, she would be a good one. Yeah.
No, that's fine. I mean, I don't want to, yeah, anyway.
So we're going to let Terrence Howard be Lavender Sessions.
Lavender, yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna
what about Michael J. White for Dre?
That was another good one, yes.
Yeah, who's from Michael J. White?
He was in Spawn.
He was Spawn, yeah.
You remember Spawn from the
90s? But he's too old, too, though.
Yeah, I know. We're saying if we could, like... But they have de-aging shit now on... anyway. All right. Producer Sam, was there anything you want to say that we missed?
Just coming into this...
Because you read all 30 pages of this book?
Oh, yeah. All. I don't even know if I read 30.
Well, you fell asleep in the car as we were listening to
it. I did.
I'm sorry.
I was tired. That was
you had a
day.
Lot of deep dreams, because that's the only fucking word that Brenda Jackson knows.
I guess
deep.
I could say that, yeah, I listened. I listened up to chapter 4.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Listening to this podcast, it was interesting, not having read the book. So
she's totally confused by this.
I'm totally confused. And so I have some input feedback that I've kind of already given to you.
Yeah, but so we're going to do a better job of recapping the story next time.
Because that's how I think that maybe most of our listeners. Anyway, yeah.
All right. Social media, Mel. Where can, what's our Twitter handle?
Don't forget to follow us at Harbro Podcast on Twitter. Look for hopefully we'll get a poll up for choices with
for
books
book,
and then
yeah.
for the next book. I'm working on getting a Instagram account as soon as I can get a good logo. So, but follow us over at Twitter at Harbro Podcast, and we'll
also,
keep you up to date.
Harbro Podcast at Gmail if you want to email us like you're from the 90s. Yeah, Mark, you got anything lastly you want to say? Would you recommend this book?
Absolutely. This was
I would recommend listening to it on Audible. Yeah. Or
Quincy does a fantastic job.
Yeah, she does a really good job.
4 hours.
I don't know if I would actually read it.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it was a really quick, pretty quick book.
Get that thing done. Yeah. One and done, baby. Or four and done, more specifically.
Liz, would you recommend it?
If you were a fan of female porn that's not realistic, then yeah, because I do think that this was a porn book disguised.
So unrealistic
as like
porn lovers that are female
girl,
need to read
girl,
these.
Only girls, not guys. Yeah. This is
so
not for
unrealistic
the, not
porn
for
women.
Yeah. Well, you know, girls do like porn too. And so that's probably the market for this particular book. But I do want to say, I figured out who the girl was. Her name is Callie Hawk, and she was in New Girl, and she was also in 50 Shades of Black. I think she would just be
I know you're talking about. Yeah, I do. I think she is a cutie.
Yeah. Yeah, for some reason that's who I see as Charlene.
I don't know. She just says like comedy to me. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
was this book not a comedy?
It was a total comedy. It was the funniest book I've ever read in my life.
Well, Fifty Shades of Black is like a sex comedy.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. So
okay, thanks for listening. Fuck you, Alan.
Love you, Alan.
And join us next time when we read some other stupid ass book. That's all for now. Deuces.
Bye. Peace.